Nadarim Per Gimel Mishnah Ches 3:8, and the Mishnah continues explaining the implications of various idioms in the time of the Mishnah. This one, I think, is the most difficult of all to understand, and when we translate to English, apparently the just as in English we have the categories of men, women, and children, so in the time of the Mishnah they also had categories of men, women, and children, but the expressions often used to describe these were Shchore Harosh, Kisui Harosh, and Megule Harosh, literally have black on their heads, whose heads are covered, and whose heads are exposed. The idea being that women in the time of the Mishnah ostensibly seem to have been covering their head always. They're called Ksiyeh Rosh, people whose heads are covered. Children never had their heads covered. They're called Gliyeh Rosh, people whose heads are uncovered, exposed. And then men in the time of the Mishnah, it seems some did and some didn't have their head covered. There are those who see from here that in the time of the Mishnah, it simply was not obligatory for a man to walk around with his head covered. If that is indeed the case, then certainly for countless centuries and centuries preceding the Shulchan Aruch, the universal custom by Jewish men has to have their head covered, and therefore that's the minhag is like a din today, and so head covering is required. But okay, there are those who see leniency based on this Gemara over here. Be that as it may, the point is the fact that men are called Shchorei Harosh, people with like dark heads, even though it sounds like it's because their hair is dark, and you see their hair, right? And most people have dark hair. Chazal didn't have too many blondes running around, etc. And they didn't mean that. So the point of the Mishnah is that Shechorei Rosh comes to include men, regardless of anything else. So the Mishnah says inside, Hanoder Mishechorei Harosh, someone who takes a neder against people who have, you know, dark heads, for lack of a better term. Aser Bekerchen Uvale Sevos. That restriction of the neder would extend to people who happen to be bald or happen to be elderly people whose hair is, you know, gone gray or gone white. Doesn't matter. The point is the fact that they don't have black hair doesn't matter. The idiom Shchorei Harosh includes men in general. And therefore, Umutar Benashim Uvekatanim. The Isser of the Neder doesn't extend to women or children who would never be referred to by the expression Shchorei Harosh. She'ein Nikran Shchorei Harosh Ela Anashim. As the Mishnah says explicitly here, the only people whom would be referred as Shchorei Rosh are men.